right, you guys, it's Greg and Ashley with Gamers with Coffee. In lieu of our video show that we normally do Sundays at 4 p.m. Central, as it's now a little bit after 5, we are on the road. Pardon us, just got back into our state of Iowa. We were out of state at March to Victory, a gaming get-together, and so we're doing this now. So before you go any further, hang on. We'd like you to finish and listen. It's going to be on YouTube also. Those of you on Podbean, if you'd like to follow us on YouTube and check out our normal Sunday shows, which are usually 4 p.m. Central Time, you're more than welcome to join and talk about anything you'd like also. And for all the rest of you, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Ashley appreciates it. We'll keep this short. But we decided with the weather the way it is.
When you're in any one bar, we can't really do a live show.
Well, I haven't gone to the bar yet.
Yeah, right.
So just the way things are working, we thought it'd be best to do this audio because it's going to go to YouTube also, you guys. So for all of you who normally listen to us on YouTube, thanks for listening to this. Now, to get to it. March to Victory was not as big as it usually is, so there's not as much coverage. However, we have a lot of video and stuff to edit. Literally, probably going to spend most of the day tomorrow editing, because without that, we can't really get the story out. Secondly, and probably just as important, is we went to the World War I Museum. What'd you think about that, Ash?
Oh, there's so much. We could have spent all day and probably a second day there.
Yeah.
Just taking it all in. And there's two exhibits not even open.
Yeah. And it's really heartbreaking, honestly. All wars, you guys, are bad. Obviously, people die. Usually over political stuff that you find out later on, you know, was way over exaggerated, and you know, people die. World War I, I really didn't know the depth of it till I went to this museum. They have artillery pieces, firearms, uniforms, equipment, everything from that era, and everything's laid out in chronological order from the beginning
to
the end.
You walk in and it starts at 1914.
Yeah, and you can go into little booths and listen to odd people reading the letters that people have written home.
Yep, and I did, and a couple of them, it just brings you, it breaks your heart.
Yeah, letters they write home, poems, very graphic. In some areas, in one area, 25,000 were never recovered. They're assumed that literally they were buried alive during bombardments or in the trenches when they collapsed, generally in their sleep. So there's a lot of people that never got their family members back. And those people, being crushed to death or suffocated by muds, not good. So it's very intense. It's worth the money. The museum is well managed, and they've got a lot for you. So long story short, that's going to take a lot to edit. I got to try to figure out how to do it because literally it's overwhelming.
Well, on two different cameras too.
Yeah. So we're going to get that together for you. March to Victory won't be as much to do. This is not a complaint in any way. It's just that it's smaller than it was the last 2 years. So it's just not as much for us to get together for you. Although Ashley did run Zombicide.
Yep,
at our table. Yep, we had a 3-hour time slot, and
we ran up until 3 hours and still ended up dying.
Yeah. So we got to spread the Zombicide virus to others. That worked out well.
I took a lot of our miniatures and our expansions, and we had every single Xeno on there. We had all the zombies. All three of our abominations were on the table. I had all the figures out, let people basically choose what they wanted.
Well, people got to see your paint jobs.
Yep.
So,
we even got our daughter actually to play with us. So that's a bonus. She's not been into any of the real gaming.
She looked like she had fun.
She was having a blast.
So I got to hang out with Reese from his channel, is 54mm, Reese Crawford. Just look for him.
It's Empire 54.
Empire 54. Sorry, Reese, if you're listening, don't strike me on that. I like to keep my stars really good, you know. he had really cool Vietnam era figures in 54mm, which he had painted up very nice in a nice setup. McMurray, I got to meet him, and Todd from Wardrobe plays World War II, so check out Wardrobe's channel. Chris from Not Jay's channel, of course. Jay and his wife Robin from Wiley Games, very nice people. We had a really good time, and we got to check out some of the sites and stuff too. If you guys are interested, I guess we could let you know. We did get a chance to go get all fancy pants. And we had saved up some money to do it. You're going to have to save, people, if you go to Gordon Ramsay's Steakhouse.
Oh, that was so good.
That was so damn good. It was ridiculous. However, that's something that me, I'm not saying everybody, but us, that's something we would have to save for. We couldn't just pop out and do a night like that all the time. It's, it's an event. Although, I'll tell you what.
It's worth every penny.
It's worth every penny. So it was very nice.
If you're
planning
on taking a significant other, make sure you have probably about $200.
Yeah.
Minimum.
That's what it's going to cost you for two of you. But it's okay. It's all good on vacation. And we don't have that restaurant anywhere in our area. So 5 hours away. I know Keegan will debate me and say he gets there in three. But I don't drive 110 miles an hour. So... you figure at least a 5 hours minimum. I always go 5 or 6 because I'll stop with my back. I got to get out and walk and whatnot. But, it's a long drive just to go to a restaurant. So I guess without staying on that topic too long, just that was really cool. There's some interesting things out there.
Yep.
If you've hung on to the podcast this long, then you're going to hear this kind of funny. We've seen people, because part of Kansas, I'm telling you, I used to live out towards L.A. and California. It's a pit. It's garbage, right? That's what a lot of Kansas is, some of it. You got people just drunk and high on the streets falling over. Watch one guy just trip, fall over, and face plant. Well, we're at a stoplight. The other drunks just turned around and looked at him. I mean, this is right there. There are people out on corners, trash everywhere. It's not, I wouldn't want to live over there. I feel sorry for those that are stuck there. But it was kind of funny to get to go on the freeway and on the corner, they were just sitting there with a piece of what looked like a railroad tie. A log, burning it, just sitting there on the corner of the street, having a fire. I'm like, well, this is interesting. And there were just a lot of oddball things that kind of happened. And it was fun.
Overall, we had a blast.
Yeah, we had a blast.
Some of the places that we don't have in Iowa, we were able to go and hit, and we enjoyed everything. So
yeah, there's just some interesting things, and so fun. But for right now, I guess we could let you go. The best thing, what'd you want to say, Ash?
So Wednesday, remember, Chris wants us on his show.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
So catch us up on Not Jay's channel at Wednesday.
About 8.
I think it's 8.
8 or 8:30. It's Not Jay's Gaming. It's Chris. We'll be on that show there too, chit-chatting about it all. So we will catch you guys then. If you do us a favor and like this and leave a comment, share it. Those things immensely help. Just give us a little bit of time to get some of this stuff put together when we get back, and we will catch you later. You guys have a good rest of the week.
See ya.